Kelly had the last boy in her arms, a four-year-old, who was virtually asleep when Theo started up his hovercraft. "Oh no, Theo," she datavised, "not you as well."
"They need me," he replied. "I can't leave them. I'm part of them."
Great bands of sunlight were raking the savannah. The fighting was over. Kelly could see three or four knights on horseback milling about. None of them showed any interest in the space play now.
"But they're dead, Theo."
"You don't know that, not for sure. In any case, haven't you heard? There's no such thing, not any more." He stuck his arm up and waved.
"Hell!"
She tipped her head back, letting the sweet rain wash her face.
"Come along now, Miss Kelly."
Sean leant over and gave her cheek a platonic kiss.
"Time you was leaving."
"I don't suppose it would do any good asking you to come."
"Would I ask you to stay?"
She put a foot on the bottom rung, the drowsy child heavy in her arms. "Goodbye, Sean. I wish it could have been different."
"Aye, Miss Kelly. Me too."
Kelly sat in the cabin with one eight-year-old boy on her lap and her arms round the pair of girls. The children squirmed round, fidgeting, excited and nervous, asking her about the waiting starship. Lalonde was already half forgotten yesterday's nightmare.
"If only," she wished.
The compressor whine permeated the overcrowded cabin as Ashley fed power into the fans. Then they were airborne, the deck tilting up, a press of acceleration. Kelly closed her eyes and accessed the space plane's sensor suite. A lone figure was trudging over the savannah, a well-built man with tousled ginger hair, wearing a thick red and blue check cotton shirt, collar up against the rain as he headed for home. A minute later, a stentorian sonic boom broke across the vast grass plain. Fenton raised his great head at the sound, but there was nothing in the sky apart from rain and clouds. He lowered his gaze again and resumed his earthbound search for his lost master love. Timeline 2020. Cavius base established. Mining of lunar subcrustal resources starts. 2037. Beginning of large-scale engineering on humans. Improvement to immunology system. Eradication of appendix. Organ efficiency increased. 2041. First deuterium fuel fusion stations built. Inefficient and expensive. 2044. Christian reunification. 2047. First asteroid capture mission. Beginning of Earth's O'Neill Halo. 2049. Quasi-sentient biotech animals employed as servitors. 2055. Jupiter mission. 2055. Lunar cities granted independence from founding companies. 2057. Ceres asteroid settlement founded. 2058. Affinity symbiont neurons developed by Wing Tsit Chong, providing control over animals and biotech constructs. 2064. Multinational Industrial Consortium JSKP, Jovian Sky Power Corporation, begins mining Jupiter's atmosphere for helium-3 using aerostat factories. 2064. Islamic secular unification. 2067. Fusion stations begin to use helium-3 as fuel. 2069. Affinity bond genes spliced into human DNA. 2075. JSKP germinates Eden, a biotech habitat in orbit around Jupiter with UN protectorate status. 2077. New Kong asteroid begins FTL Star Drive research project. 2085, Eden opened for habitation. 2086, Habitat Palace germinated in Jupiter orbit. 2090, Wing Tsit Chong dies and transfers his memories to Eden's neural strata, start of Edenist culture. Eden and Palace declare independence from UN. Launch buyout of JSKP shares. Pope Eleanor excommunicates all Christians with affinity gene. Exodus of affinity-capable humans to Eden. Effective end of Bitech industry on Earth.